This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. In immigration news today, this item from the front pages of the Wall Street Journal. The Trump administration, the paper reports, is planning to raise the caps on the number of foreign seasonal workers. The president's been doing all he can to limit legal immigration during his term, but with these seasonal jobs, it's been a little bit different. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
Joe Durkin is already thinking about summer. He's been operating Mr. Softy ice cream trucks in New Jersey for more than 20 years. In 2017, he didn't get the temporary or H-2B visas he needed, and more than half of his trucks went silent.
I ran a skeleton crew, and I lost a lot of money.
He says it's really hard to recruit locals.
When they hear, oh, you mean that job's done in October? That's the end of it.
H-2B visas are capped at $66,000 per year, but the law allows Homeland Security to nearly double that. This year, the administration reportedly plans to allow 45,000 additional workers. For seasonal businesses like resorts and landscaping, a visa lottery application is no guarantee. Peter Kramer is an immigration lawyer in Boston.
You know, there's much, much higher demand for the visas than there are actual visas.
The Trump administration has allowed more seasonal workers each year, but is restricting legal immigration in other ways. Just today, the public charge rule took effect. It allows the government to deny green cards to people who are more likely to use Medicaid or other programs. Alan Hyde teaches immigration law at Rutgers University. He says H-2B visas are a safer bet for the Trump administration.
They're reasonably well regulated. They're not the visa that's thought to be particularly subject to abuse.
He says more H-2B visa workers go back home. And Durkin, the ice cream truck owner, got a good spot in the lottery and expects to get the visas he needs to keep slinging those rainbow sprinkle cones. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.